Growth only goes so far on Wall Street. Lisa Brady, Fox News. The U.S. economy staging a rebound in the third quarter, a growth of 2.6% after shrinking for the first half of the year.
In a statement, President Biden says Republicans in Congress were rooting for a downturn, but today's report is evidence of a recovery powering forward. Republicans have blamed spending by Democrats for the record-setting inflation rates.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. There are warning signs in the fine print, though, what the Treasury Secretary calls signs of a healthy slowdown. Some economists still think a recession is likely. The Dow up 200 points at the closing bell, but the Nasdaq down more than 1%. Russia's president says efforts to crush his country's economy have failed and that the West is to blame for what's happening in Ukraine. He also denies making nuclear threats.
We've never said anything proactively about possible use of nuclear weapons by Russia.
At a forum in Moscow, President Putin says he's ready for talks to end the war, blaming Ukraine for not continuing negotiations. This as U.S. Defense Chief Lloyd Austin lays out the Pentagon's overall defense strategy.
Secretary Austin acknowledged threats posed by Russia and its continued aggression in Ukraine, as well as Iran and North Korea, in revealing how America's military will be readied for the future. Those nations are not, however, where he believes the biggest danger lies. That danger is the People's Republic of China.
The only competitor out there with both the intent to reshape the international order and increasingly the power to do so.
He cites China's efforts to break down U.S. ties in the Indo-Pacific. The strategy still puts Russia alongside China as two nuclear powers the U.S. must guard against.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Austin says they're also working on resilient satellites to protect the U.S. in space. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Just getting word of a mass stabbing attack in a shopping center in Italy. A man armed with a knife killing one person, a supermarket employee, and wounding four more in Milan. No word yet on a motive, but Italian media reporting a 46-year-old suspect is in custody. An outgoing Republican congresswoman crosses party lines to back the Democrat in a tight race.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney, one of two Republicans on the House January 6th Select Committee, is backing Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin. She said while they have policy disagreements, we need serious, responsible, substantive members like Slotkin in Congress due to threats both at home and abroad. Slotkin praised Cheney's leadership and said she looks forward to welcoming Cheney to campaign with her next week. Slotkin is facing Republican Tom Barrett in a tight race for Michigan's 7th District.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Legal fights continue over election rules in the run-up to the midterms, and there's a new ruling on absentee ballots.
In Wisconsin, absentee ballot directions clearly state that witnesses who assist with absentee ballots must provide their name and a full address for those absentee ballots to be counted. And a Dane County judge rejecting one of a couple of attempts backed by liberals to allow incomplete absentee ballots to be counted. The judge ruling it would disrupt the status quo and cause confusion with voting underway less than 2 weeks before the election. The issue of what constitutes an acceptable address arose after another judge sided with Republicans and ruled that election clerks are also not allowed to fill in missing information.
Fox's Jeff Manosco. The U.S. Coast Guard just confirming one person dead, two survivors reported in critical condition after a helicopter crash off the coast of Louisiana. Those survivors spotted on a raft by an oil rig crew in the Gulf of Mexico. The NTSB is investigating. Recapping, the Dow up 197, the Nasdaq down. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.